James Ball Makwe, the Nyirol County Commissioner, says the bodies of at least two of the four boys who went missing in Hurol County last week have been found. Makwe says the bodies were found between a place called Karam and Pading Payam by a group of young men who were hunting for those suspected of kidnapping the boys.
The Payam gave me a report that two kids have been abducted and they found the body of the two kids, the elder one. Two of them were found.
Commissioner Makwe says the bodies have been identified as Manyang Mabiltut and Luke Ball. Makwe says he is coordinating with the authorities in neighboring Rural County so that they send some people to go and take the bodies for burial. Tang Chatim, the Rural County Commissioner, says he had not been informed of the discovery, but he says the four boys, aged between 11 and 14, went missing last week while herding their cattle on the outskirts of Motot Payam in Hurol County.
I'm not get this information from my Payam administrator, who is Payam administrator in Motot, and it is Buma Pulngere, which where the children have been abducted. And the number of the cattle we have been raiding is almost 47 head of cattle. They have been taken together with these four boys. And I can give you the names of these boys and their age. The one of, among those boys is named Manyang Mabildu. He is 14 years old. Number two, Riet Mabildu, his brother of this. He's 11 years old. Number three, Riet Mayul Gor, 13 years old. And then Galuk Bolchol, he's 13 years old. And all these boys now, the youth was trying to follow them. Even now they trying to get the criminal who are taking this, who are abducting these children.
Last week, the authorities in Jonglei State said they had managed to convince a large number of lone young men who were on revenge attacks in the greater Pibor area to return to Jonglei. Commissioner Chatim says the recurrence of child abductions and cattle raiding might lead to more violence.
If there is a more attack and road ambushes will be happen, and this will lead us to what I've been demanded by youth when they come back. And they told me that, Commissioner, we are listening to you and we come back. But we don't want the road ambushes happening, and we don't want cattle raiding will be continuous child abduction. We don't want this. If it is happen, it will lead people to war. But my message let us continue to implement the kids which have been signed in theory and will be revived in Bor and Pibor.
Nyang Korok, the deputy head of the Greater Pibor Administrative Areas Human Rights Commissions, condemned the attacks in Jonglei State and reiterated that the Greater Pibor government is committed to working for peace. Last month, authorities in the Greater Pibor Administrative Area warned that youth in parts of Jonglei State were mobilizing to attack the area. Jaya Dingora Lwal, the Minister for Information in the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, has welcomed efforts by Jonglei State to convince young men in state to work for peace. Alwal says authorities in Pibor have dispatched security forces to the villages to monitor the situation and arrest those who arrive in the area with abducted children or cattle.
Identification of the abducted children is always the most difficult part, because you don't see someone that can respond to you positively within a short period of time. So you have to send people so that they find out. You have to gather the information, and then when you confirm that the information is true, this is where now you will take action. Or otherwise, you cannot identify which child belongs to which community, unless someone tells you. The chief administrator is planning to go to the northern side, which is the site of Manam again. Because he was there in December, and again is now planning to go there with his team. And actually, he's even planning to dispatch all the cabinet to different areas and counties within the states.
Cattle raids, child abductions, and reprisal killings are a common occurrence in Jonglei and the greater Pibor area. In March 2020, a community-led goodwill agreement between the Lawnware, Murule, and Dinkabor ethnic communities was reached at a peace conference held in Uror County. Traditional leaders, women, youth, and cattle camp leaders attended the conference and discussed compensation for life lost and the return of abducted women and children. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.